Track 3. Norwich's historic Elm Hill has a starring role in a new festive film out this month.
No matter who you are, no matter what you do, the magic lives inside of you.
When David E. Talbot wrote the script for Netflix's festive musical extravaganza Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey, he pictured a fictional, magical cobblestone town as the film's centrepiece. "Little did I know the town already existed," he said, of Norwich, where historic Elm Hill was transformed into the vibrant Victorian town of Cobbleton at the height of last summer. Dustings of snow were applied to the Tudor and Georgian rooftops, window ledges and cobbles as the production crew turned the clock back 150 years. Norwich proved a perfect stand-in for Cobbleton, a place big enough to support an industrial factory, but also small enough where everyone would know where to find a family toy store like that run by legendary toy maker Geronicus Jangle, played in the film by Academy Award winner Forrest Whitaker. Production designer Gavin Boquay was charged with creating a fictitious Victorian-era world, while using Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Willy Wonka as the film's spiritual references. He built the sets for the film at Arborfield Studios in Berkshire, including the interior of toy store Jangles and Things, which featured a cornucopia of steampunk-inspired gadgets and toys, including a large, fully functioning pendulum clock and elevator with checkerboard floors, damask wallpaper, and filigree on all of the stairwells. "I didn't want something particularly fantastical, although the film does have an element of fantasy in it," said Boquay, who previously worked on 3 of the Star Wars movies and Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. "We wanted it to have that gritty Victorian feel and be grounded in the technology of the era, but with a fantastical edge." However, for the bustling street scene, the production crew wanted the authentic feel Norwich could deliver. "It's where a snowball fight erupts into a spectacular musical number, and Elm Hill is perfectly cast." Mel Cook, PR and marketing manager for Visit Norwich, says even without props, actors and staging, it is easy to imagine Elm Hill through the ages. "Perhaps dirty and bustling in medieval times with traders and customers haggling for good prices, busy with shipments arriving via the Wensum, yet maybe more sedate in the Georgian or Victorian eras. Elm Hill is a street drawing every visitor in with its charm and quaintness as you stroll, peeking into tiny shop windows and entering aged buildings over uneven thresholds. This Christmas, more than ever, people will be looking for something to transport them to another world, albeit temporarily. And Jingle Jangle, with its colour, energy and nostalgia, I'm sure will do that. For those in the know, you can easily recognise our beautiful little cobbled street as it appears in the film." A casting call went out for extras last April, and 80 local people took part. Among the Elm Hill businesses transformed into Cobbleton locations were the Games Room, Olive's Cafe, and Elm Hill Brides. Truman Barber's handsome three-quarter Georgian building was also transformed into Madam Walker's boutique for the film. Proprietor Jason Howe said, "They wanted it to be authentic, and they obviously fell in love with Elm Hill, as we all do. The shop is quite a vintage one anyway, but what they did to us is absolutely incredible. They dressed it all outside and covered it in snow. They put shutters in the windows. So, knowing our stuff was hidden behind was quite impressive, to be honest. We've also got a canopy, which is quite striking, so they used that as quite a focus." Produced by John Legend's company Get Lifted, Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey is billed as a timeless tale of magic, second chances, and the power of love to conquer all obstacles. The film follows Whitaker's character, legendary toy maker Geronicus Jangle, whose fanciful inventions burst with whimsy and wonder. But when his trusted apprentice, Emmy winner Keegan-Michael Key, steals his most prized creation, it's up to his equally bright and inventive granddaughter, newcomer Madeline Mills, to heal old wounds and awaken the magic Annika Nonny Rose, Dreamgirls. Felicia Rashad, The Creed Films, Hugh Bonneville, Downton Abbey. And Ricky Martin, American Crime Story, also star. Interspersed with stop-motion animation, show-stopping choreography, and original music, the film sets out to remind its audience of the strength of family and the power of possibility. Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey is the culmination of a lifetime's worth of imagination by Talbot. All the greatest memories I had as a child came from the magic and wonder in the movies I saw, says Talbot. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and the original Dr. Dolittle with Rex Harrison were the ones I re-watched. But as I'm sitting down with my son, watching these films, there was no diversity in any of them. So I wanted to revisit the joy, the magic, the wonder of my childhood, but then infuse it with people who looked like me. The film is a universal story. It just happens to feature film of colour in nearly every role. Every show-stopping moment is populated by people who are given costumes, hairstyles, choreography, and musical numbers, not to mention aspirations and skill sets that weren't typically afforded them in films of yesteryear. As an artist and creator, I wanted to make a film that inspires and entertains. I just want to have it be more representative of the world. Something that says people of color can exist in a magical world. When it comes to nailing the film's Afro-Victorian aesthetic, Talbot credits the vision of his producer partner and wife, Lynn Sasson Talbot. All the stores are named after black inventors, scientists or people of color who were innovators in their field, says Talbot. Filming in Norwich brought a boost to the city's economy last summer, with 1,800 hotel room nights booked during filming. Local people and Norwich University of the Arts students were hired as location marshals. With the campaign underway, Norwich The Next Chapter aimed at inspiring confidence in visitors to safely return back to Norwich post-pandemic. Mel Cook of Visit England hopes the film will encourage more visitors. With Netflix's global audience, my fingers are tightly crossed that our historic city of Norwich will benefit from future visits due to the exposure. With Elm Hill being added to an already established list of locations, including Norwich Market, Norwich Cathedral, Tombland, and the Sainsbury's Art Centre for Visual Arts, she says. The production crew clearly enjoyed their time on Elm Hill. Talbot said after filming, "Thank you to all the beautiful people of Norwich for your hospitality and for sharing your historic city with the world."